Unit 35. Extract 1. Listen to the descriptions of London and New York.
People often compare the cities of London and New York. How do they really compare? Let's find out. First of all, a piece of history. People often assume that New York is a very young city. In fact, though, the first people lived there more than 11,000 years ago. London became a place to live just 2,000 years ago. Another surprising fact relates to the weather. In London, people always believe that it rains a lot. However, London has only 611 millimetres of rain each year, compared to 1,129 millimetres in New York. New York has more extreme temperatures, though. The average temperature in January is 0 degrees centigrade, compared to 4 degrees in London. And in summer, the opposite is true. London has an average July temperature of 17 degrees, whilst New York has an average of 25. What about the population? London is almost double the size, with more than 12 million people. There are 7.5 million in New York. London is also twice as big, with an area of 1,620 square kilometres, compared to 800 square kilometres in New York. So, if you have a short summer holiday and you like warm weather, New York is the place for you. It's warmer and smaller, so you'll see more and enjoy the weather more too.
Extract 2. Contradict the statements you hear.
Example. The population of London is more than 15 million.
No, the population of London is less than 15 million.
1.
The population of New York is less than 6 million.
2. No, the population of New York is more than 6 million.
2.
The average temperature in New York is more than 30 degrees in July.
3. No, the temperature in New York is less than 30 degrees in July.
3.
The area of London is more than 3,000 square kilometres.
No, the area of London is less than 3,000 square kilometres.
4.
The average rainfall in London is more than 1,000 millimetres per year.
No, the average rainfall in London is less than 1,000 millimetres per year.